Les Rendezvous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its many cultural expressions. Let's celebrate from March 1st to March 31st, 2020, across the country. Discover the RVF 2020 online newspaper at rvf.ca. Take part in many activities in your region and enter our national contest for a chance to win cash prizes or a trip to Switzerland. For more information, visit rvf.ca.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex. For now, to the people at home in the crowd, it keeps coming anyhow. Don't decoy your voice, don't make me avoid the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it.
Now we talk about sex on the radio and video shows. Many will know that anything goes. Take a needle, press pause. Will that stop us? I doubt it. All right then, come on and spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
To try make any man's eyes pop, fellas drool like fools. But then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit cause her body was a boomin'.
No love, just sex. Follow Max with a check and a note that last night, that last night was dope. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome to Having Sex with Megan
and Slynn
on 102.7 CILU.
The radio.
We out here on the radio, streaming online, luradio.ca/listen.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's been a moment.
I feel really out of sorts.
I know. I'm like, what do I do
I'm
again?
Confused.
What buttons do I touch? What's going on?
Well, I don't even know, Meg, so if you don't know, then we're all lost.
I know. Today I was like, oh, I really don't feel very good. Maybe I should like call in, and I was like, Slynn, no, what's Slynn gonna do? Just hit the computer? I was like, I can't do that. Can't do that to the listeners.
Literally, when you were like going through it the last show.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, well, I guess I'll just go and start smashing buttons because.
You're like, if Meg's not alive, I have to do the show. The listeners gotta have a show.
I'll at least try.
I love it. Yeah. I'm glad that you would try.
I was going to.
I appreciate it. I was
going to say, please, Jesse, please turn me on.
Can you just turn it on and I just won't turn it off?
Just sit here.
During the music, I just won't talk. I won't turn the mic off. I just won't talk.
And then hopefully Robin will come in and turn it off.
And turn me off.
Show neighbors.
Perfect. Perfect. That's why you got to have show neighbors.
Right?
I love it. Perfection. How was your week this week? I guess, how were your last 2 weeks?
Meg, listen.
A ride. It's been a ride.
Yeah, it's been... What have we even done? There's
so
been
many
so much,
things.
So
goodness.
Much that we've done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we went to Toronto.
We did.
For my birthday.
Yes.
I'm now 26.
Yes.
So that's interesting. I feel a lot older.
Interesting.
And I think I might be going through a midlife crisis.
Oh.
Or quarter life crisis.
It's technically a quarter life crisis, but I feel like in the modern age, it's...
Even less than that. Yeah.
Like, and it like makes more sense because like people our parents' age and like older... Mm-hmm. You got a job right out of college and you were good until you were like 50 and then retirement is looming and that was your big change.
Yeah.
Whereas for us, it's getting out of school, not being able to get a job, not being able to get a house and like staying living with your parents for a while.
I just got stressed out again.
But you know, like that's really the big stressor in people our age's lives. That's the period of the most stress, I think. So I think the quarter life crisis has overtaken the midlife crisis because at that point we're like, I already went through like having
through
no home.
Once.
I went through it once. What's another time?
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm really feeling that, making maybe questionable decisions, but having a good time
you're
doing
still
them,
in
so.
Your mid-20s.
Yeah,
you have so much time to make bad decisions.
It's scary though because I'm like, wow, I'm basically just almost 30 forever now until I am 30.
Aren't you just always almost 30? Like 16 year olds are almost 30,
I guess.
They're closer
time's
to 30 than birth. It's true.
Time is a construct. My stomach just made a really weird noise if anyone heard that.
Time doesn't affect us.
Yeah.
Except that we know we have to be off the air in 1 hour, but that's the only time constraint we focus on.
Oh my gosh.
That's all we care about.
That's true. Yeah, so the past 2 weeks have been very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto was fun.
It was.
We did a lot,
and I think we had a good balance of like sleeping in and like not doing stuff some days and then being like, okay, today is the day we're going to go out and do it.
That Saturday?
Whew.
That was a lot.
That was a big day. We did a lot.
I don't think we took a nap. Well, I for sure didn't take a nap. You took a nap, but it was very late in the day.
Yeah.
Because we went out that night.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got home at like 5.
Yeah. And then you took a nap,
but
I was too excited.
I took a nap until like 7, and you were like,
I was like,
heat up. You were like ready. And I was
like
okay.
A baby on Christmas morning. I'm like, hello, Meg, are you awake?
And it's
hello?
So funny because like we, I mean, I guess we went pretty wild that night. I feel like we went wilder the next night though.
Oh, yeah. I
like,
for sure did.
Yeah. Like yeah. Sunday night was really the one.
I mean, I still was kind of drunk on Saturday.
Yes.
I burnt my mouth so bad on that pizza that it's actually ridiculous. It still hurts.
Ow.
Yeah. So we got pizza after we went to Cruise and Tango's.
But we didn't get slices. Jordan ordered a whole pizza.
Whole pizza.
So it took a while.
Thank
so we were
you,
waiting
Jim.
For this pizza, being very stressed. And then all of a sudden it shows up. But it's obviously fresh out the oven. It's hot.
And I ate it. I shoved it in my mouth. I don't even remember, but... I know what I did.
I know that that's what I did.
And yeah. And like pretty much 50% of my mouth is gone.
It's like, I don't have a
it's
mouth.
It's left the building. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So what else did we do? We went to the march in solidarity with What's Sweatin'.
The Resistance and Round Dance.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Super
so
fun.
So many people.
So many.
Very like, also the vibe was really good.
Yeah, they were good vibes.
Like, people were really bringing that protest energy, but in a way that was, like, not scary. It was a positive,
yeah.
We are a community building something together kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Which I really liked. I really appreciated.
And we met up with Hal's Morgan.
Morgan and Scott.
And Scott. Two angels.
Two angels who are just doing it.
Living their best lives.
Like, honestly,
so
follow,
proud of them. So happy
follow
for
Scott
them.
On Instagram because he's, like, a full influencer.
Yeah, they're dope. Yeah.
Like working in fashion,
mm-hmm.
doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. They helped design the Leslie Hampton jingle jacket.
Yep. And Scott styled the photos.
Yeah. Super cool.
Very rad. Yeah. He's really doing it, and I'm like super impressed by him.
Yeah.
And also like always turning looks.
Yeah.
Like any photo of him, you're like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
They like always.
Yeah.
So good.
Always serving.
We love that.
Yeah. And so just good. Like angels, just such
and,
sweet
like,
angels.
And like the sweetest. They're both like just the sweetest.
Yeah. There's a photo of me, Morgan, and Scott.
Yes.
In Now Magazine. Don't know what that
it's
is.
It's a good photo too.
They sent me a photo of it.
Scott did or the magazine did?
Morg did.
Oh, Morg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, am I famous Nietzsche now or what?
The angle was good. I actually remember that person taking the picture.
Okay, well, the angle was not good of me, but...
I think it looked powerful.
Okay, thank you.
Personally,
like
from a lower angle.
Both of my chins looked powerful, yeah.
You were in control. You were in control of both of your chins, and that's all I care about.
Yeah. But there's a photo of the two of them at an earlier... demonstration in Toronto.
Okay.
And it was like, I can't remember what Instagram page it was on, but it was on like a like Reclaim Your Power or like one of the popular native Instagram pages. And wow. I was like, wow, to be that cool. And then it happened to me and I was involved.
It's the contact. You get close to them and it just happens.
Oh.
I love it.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Yeah. We went out with them too on Saturday. They were there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was great.
It was a fun time.
It's good vibes. Good vibes all around. Went to that comedy show.
I kissed a straight girl.
You did. She had a man holding her bag the whole time.
She did. She was like, yeah, I didn't want to hold my bag, so this random stranger is holding my purse. I'm like, maybe I wouldn't give a random strange man all my belongings and cash, but go off, queen.
But, like, do whatever you want, I guess.
Do you?
It's
do
your
you,
call.
Boo.
It is your call. Mm-hmm.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good vibes. Good vibes.
Very good vibes.
Jord did the splits on the dance floor.
As he does. To do. Needs a good stretch.
Right. And the bouncing splits really make me nervous.
Yes.
In a club.
Where there is glass on the floor. I too am always nervous.
People stomping. I'm like, Mama, do you want me to sweep first?
Can I clear the floor real quick before you drop? Just real quick.
I remember being like, everyone back up. Give him space
Him space. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
That
was
fun.
Good. It was good times.
What else did we do? Oh, we went to Barbuca a lot.
Oh, we went to Barbuca twice.
Stands. Okay, but I feel like we lived there.
I did feel like we lived there. We felt like family. It was an Italian restaurant and we felt like family. It was so good.
Yeah, it was
Would
super
recommend.
Good.
Barbuca's really good for brunch or dinner.
We had both. We can recommend both.
So we can recommend all the menus. They're all really good.
Yeah, super good. Where else did we go? Thai place? Pie?
Yes.
Or I'm not sure. Pie, maybe?
I'm pretty sure it's pie, but P-A-I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Super good.
Super good.
Really busy, but organized.
There. Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Because we hadn't eaten, I think.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, birthday weekend.
Let's have one drink. Literally, we had one drink. And you
were
like,
I had yours also, but.
I drank half of mine. But yeah, you had one and a half drinks and it was over.
It was enough for me. I was here for it.
Yeah, it was delicious. Really well organized, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, oh, this line is like
scary.
Deep. How are they going to seat us? But they like have a whole
professionals.
System. It was really good.
Yeah.
Would recommend.
Oh, the girl at the hostess booth had the greatest bun that I've ever seen in my
incredible
life.
Incredible bun, a Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah.
The likes of which has not been seen since I would argue Rihanna.
Like the fashion.
It was good.
She was serving.
Mm-hmm.
She's what I aspire to be one day.
Truly.
I don't think I'll ever get there, but.
You know.
Yeah.
It's aspirations. It's good to have dreams, you know. Got a dream.
And then on Sunday, we went out for my actual birthday with Dew Fresh.
Yes.
And Jord came to the pregame.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
That was fun.
That was super fun. We tried to get into an after party for Tory Lanez, but it didn't work because we're not Instagram models. So
we're not Instagram. We do not have any connections.
Therefore,
we do not have the correct connections. So we literally, Sarah was like, "There's a place literally down the street that we can go," and we were like, "Okay, cool."
I mean, it took about 30 minutes to figure out. Okay, this is not going to happen because I really like Tory Lanez actually.
Sure.
And I was like, my birthday, yes. But then this girl behind us in line was like, yeah, actually, we have VIP guest lists, so I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, we bought tickets for this, and we were like,
and you're still waiting.
Also, why are you in line if you have a ticket? But yeah.
I'm like, okay, yeah, must be nice to be that hot. I gotta go.
Yeah. And then I feel like another girl was like, well, you know, we have guest lists, so we'll be good.
Yeah, she's like, we'll be good. I'm like, oh.
Who
Let me ask. It must be nice to be good.
How long is the guest list, ma'am? That's a little intense.
Deshaun was on the guest list.
Deshaun was on the guest list. But he only wanted to bring you in one friend.
One friend.
And you had two.
And I had two friends. I was like, Deshaun, is this a joke? Anyway, so back to the story. So we go to Regulars, which is down the street.
Yeah, literally, like, and also, like, the bar where the after party was,
yeah,
was not even a block, yeah, from where we were staying.
Yeah.
So it was, like, prime, perfect.
Prime location.
To just get down, perfection, and get funky, because it's not going to take that long to get home, and it's not going to be expensive.
I stumbled home.
It was great.
It was amazing. So yeah, the second bar that we went to, or like actually got into, the first, yeah, bar that we actually got into, was so dope. I made so many friends.
So many friends. They heard birthday, so many boyfriends, and they were like, where is the birthday?
My pal X was a birthday neighbor to me.
Yeah.
His birthday was on Sunday. My birthday was on Monday. So
it hit midnight, and we were like, it's Dylan's birthday, which is technically, yeah, correct. So.
And I was like, oh my gosh, my birthday buddy. He's like, no, it's about you. I'm like, wow.
Oh my god, an,
wow,
angel.
Sweet,
he was
angel.
There with his friend too.
Yeah.
And she was killing it on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so sweet.
Shola, I think. I think, yes, her name's Shola.
Yeah,
yeah.
She was incredible.
I followed her on Instagram because I was just obsessed with her.
She was incredible.
Yeah.
She's everything in that bar. The music, mm-hmm, was really good.
Oh my gosh, the music was amazing.
The vibe was,
it was
perfect.
So good. I was like, can I get this playlist?
Truly. Well, and there were like really tall tables everywhere.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to be like, my feet, I can't feel my feet. And,
yeah,
I also can't sit down. You could just like lean. Which was,
I did,
dream,
lean. Yeah,
I,
it was amazing.
It was really,
I,
good,
took so many tequila shots. It was like, it was a time to be alive.
They were,
it
all was, free also. Like, there was no,
yeah,
money exchanged, which is good times.
It was so, it was so good. I got confronted a couple times about the twerking videos that I posted that night.
Ooh, a couple confrontations.
A,
okay,
couple, yeah.
Okay.
On Friday night, I got a talking to. I showed up in class, and my classmates were like, so how was your time in Toronto?
Classmates.
I'm like, first of all,
what happens in Toronto stays in Toronto. And second of all, don't be a rat. Stop it. Enough.
I'm a professional woman when I walk through these doors. Thank you.
That was nighttime Celine. Yeah. This is daytime Celine. Get your stuff straight.
Two different gals.
Do not get it twisted.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I was doing the most.
Don't call me out for what I do on Instagram.
I know.
No.
And she was like, oh my shit, I want that video. Like, you were really working at doing it, dipping it and doing it. I'm like, honestly, I can't.
I can't have that out there and accessible.
Yeah, I can't do that. I need to be in control. Thank you.
I'm with you. That's valid. That's very valid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had fun. We had a good time.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did brunch on the Monday before our flight, because our flight,
yeah,
was like really late because it was the only cheap one.
It was the only one available.
Was it?
Yeah. The only other one, I think, was... Oh, yeah. I feel like it was the only one available.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
was a sale,
I will, yeah, I was like, I will actually pay like $50 extra,
yeah,
just to not come home in the middle of the night. But
it happened. But yeah, we had really good,
what
like
was
soul
that?
Food, I guess.
Yeah. Dirty.
Dirty cafe.
Dirty
food. Something.
Dirty something.
It was really good.
Something dirty.
It was delicious.
Yeah. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we laid on Jord and Jord's couch.
Yep.
That was nice.
That was really good. Good to have a break.
Yeah, I found a new love of cats,
because,
mm-hmm, they're really cute.
They are.
She kept tapping me on the leg, so love that. Little angel.
We love angels.
Yeah, Frank, it was a good time.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
We did.
A grand old time.
It was a good weekend.
I had like 16 more boyfriends, but...
Listen, you're a mogul. It's just part of the lifestyle. You got to be able to keep all this stuff organized.
Yeah, so I went to the first bar. That we actually got into. This guy came up to us and was like, oh, do you guys go into the after party? And we were like, yes,
obviously.
Obviously,
we're just down the street.
That's why
it's
we're trying to
see where we came,
yeah,
from.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, you plus one. And I was like, listen, listen, Deshaun, can I put two of my friends together in a coat?
Listen,
and call it one?
Here's the deal. They're both very small. I think,
oh my,
we
God,
could
Meg,
reasonably,
I think we can stack them.
You know
what?
I was wearing a trench coat. I was wearing a trench coat.
You were actually wearing a trench coat.
So,
two babies in a trench coat.
Me and Sarah. We would
do it. It's possible.
We would do it.
I feel like that would have been a great idea.
We weren't thinking at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, the vibe was really good. And Regulars wasn't so packed. Whereas I know that party would have been so packed, and it might not have been as much fun. Also, we probably wouldn't have been able to get drinks because it would have been so packed.
Yeah.
So I honestly think it worked out for the best.
I think so too.
Good, because it was your birthday and I literally only cared that you had fun. I was like, I'll stay out here till 4 a.m. if we have to, because it's her birthday and I can't do this.
Right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Felicia Jimenez from should from I expose?
Nowhere.
Should I expose her full name? Anyway, too late.
She looked beautiful.
She was.
I don't know how this would be exposing her. She showed up, gave you a free drink, and then left. She's like an angel, a birthday angel.
I haven't seen this girl since grade 7. She came out of nowhere.
I was like, do you remember me?
Out of nowhere, and was like, do you remember me? And I was like, Felicia effing Jimenez.
You're like, I went to all of your going away parties. Yes, I know you.
Did I say that
you
to her did. Face? Oh, no, no, no.
Yes. It was so
good. And then she gave me a birthday drink. And then she left.
Just literally, or went somewhere I couldn't see, but I don't think
I don't
it was
think
in the bar.
So. I think she left.
I think she fully left. Yeah. So
it was
funny.
Wild. Yeah,
what an
I
evening.
Texted everyone that I've ever met. Felicia Jimenez just gave me a drink. It was
that's
wild.
That's how you go to Toronto. You'll see so many people that you yeah. forgot about, and then you're like, oh, you still exist.
Yeah.
It's wild.
You've been existing without me? That's
without
very
me?
Rude.
Without me? Unbelievable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like the trip was well needed, rejuvenated me.
Yes. Yes. It was good to get out of town
yeah.
from the stressors of daily life.
I bought so many clothes. I
yes.
can't even look at my suitcase right now.
I know. I bought, unfortunately, like comfy clothes, which okay. are good, but...
Yeah.
They are very voluminous.
Yeah.
And so yes. my situation is all messed up right
yeah.
now. And so I'm trying to like, okay, what am I throwing out? What am I doing?
Reorganizing.
It's
yeah.
a lot of work. I'm not doing it right now, but it's on my
but
mind.
But I'm thinking about
I'm
it.
Thinking about it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's shuffling through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel that.
So we'll see.
So there's that.
There's that. It was good times though.
Mm-hmm.
We liked
yeah,
it.
We had good times.
Mm-hmm.
Pisces behavior, let me tell you.
Ooh, it was. It was effective.
It was... We did some things. We did some things. We saw some things.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we went to, as we said, that protest.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to an event in Thunder Bay. Was it the week before or 2 weeks before?
I went to a couple events, so...
The one at the university. I think it was 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are many events.
Mm-hmm.
And so people have been going to lots.
Mm-hmm.
But also... People are like, what events can I go to? What
yeah.
do I do at these events?
Mm-hmm.
And they have questions.
Right.
And for some reason, a lot of people have decided that Celine is the Lorax and that they should ask her. I assume it's because, and I don't know why this is.
Right.
But they're like, oh, very approachable. Probably
yeah.
won't get mad at me.
Yeah.
Loves to educate others because she's in school still.
Yeah.
So let's go for it. But unfortunately, it's like a bunch of people all at once.
I think I need to look angrier because I'm tired, dude. They're like, Meg's seen my DMs. Like, it's like,
it's a
dumb.
Lot.
It's like actually dumb.
It's just like, if you were hosting an event, this
mm-hmm.
is the kind of messages I would expect from people who are attending an event
you're
yeah. hosting, where they'd be like, hey, you're hosting this event. What can I expect? What can I bring?
Yeah.
What should I do? Those are valid
mm-hmm.
questions for someone hosting an event. You are not hosting the event, nor are you connected to anyone.
I'm not getting paid for
hosting
this,
the
yeah.
events either. Like, you're not like, I'm affiliated with this group.
Yeah.
Not really. You attend these events, but
mm-hmm.
you're not like, I work for them, slash, I know them, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's
and
just
like,
why are you... Why?
I have a job as, like kind of in, like, a support slash education sort of situation.
Right.
So I could get paid, but this is not a situation in which I'm being paid to do this, so...
So it's not worth it.
It's not. Like, this
isn't
part
of my
job,
you know?
Well,
and, like, it's a lot of work
yeah.
and a lot of time to spend.
Yeah, and this is, like, a very hard time to be native right now. Like,
yes.
it's not a joke. Like, it's not, like, a good time. There's a lot of racism that's, like, sort of bubbling.
Yep.
And, yeah, so it's just, like, hard enough to, like, take care of myself and, like, my own responsibilities.
Yeah.
Never mind, like, now educate people or, like, have white people literally just come in my DMs and be, like, isn't it so sad? Like, isn't it
yeah.
so depressing? And I'm just like, okay. Like, you're not the person I want to talk to about how
yeah.
depressing this is, you know?
It's not a, like, we're not talking on a level of we're both trying to be relatable or
yeah.
like we're trying to understand the struggle of another type, like another person.
Yeah.
I'm the person
yeah.
struggling. And so you talking to me like that isn't effective for me because
yeah.
I'm not on that outside level looking in being
yeah.
like, so bad for them. I'm on the inside being like, I'm feeling bad
horrific.
About the thing happening to people
yeah.
like me.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, or a lot of non-Native people don't realize it, I guess, but, like, most Native people in North America, like, globally, really,
mm-hmm.
Their people have a history with land dispossession.
Yes.
So it's not necessarily even just that, like, our relations are struggling right now, and also like just living under colonialism, but it also brings up like your own family history and like your own traumas and
intergenerational
stuff.
Trauma. Yeah, it's real and it's happening.
Yeah, so there's just like a lot of layers to why I don't want your DMs. And like, why I don't want to explain things like 100 times, you know?
As we say often, Google exists.
Yeah.
You can do that. If you see an event and you're like, am I allowed to go to this? What should I bring?
Yeah.
DM the people running the event or post on the Facebook for the event. Yeah. I'm sure they'll be more than willing to help you because that is what they signed up for.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
They actually said, please let me know. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, this is not what you asked for. And it's exhausting. And it's very stressful for you and emotionally traumatizing to have to keep basically validating the existence of like Indigenous people.
Yeah.
And like the struggles.
I'm not the spokesperson. Yeah. You know? Well, like,
it's basically opening up wounds for you. Consistently, just so that you can explain it to people so they can be woke. What does it do for you?
Yeah. And also, I just like want people to keep that same energy like all the time.
Yeah, this isn't like just because it's trendy now to protest this thing. This is like a 24/7 issue that we need to deal with all the time, not just like when it's trendy.
Yeah. And like the specific land claim or like issue around land has been going on for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
Not to mention just like land theft in general, but like this specific like area of land, and it just, so it kind of just bothers me that it's not just like something people just decided to get mad about. Like, people have been fighting for a very, very, very long time to have their rights protected.
It's not situational. It's not based on this one thing that's happening. Yeah. It's for a long, long time.
Yeah,
totally.
I just wish that sometimes I just wish I was Mohawk so I could just live that Mohawk life, because they're doing it right.
It's true.
And Métis government right now are just being really embarrassing.
Really embarrassing.
And David Chartrand needs to not.
So bad.
So, yeah. I mean, it's like a very weird time to be Native. And it's tired. I'm tired. I'm just tired. Like, really tired.
Yeah. So, white people out there.
Yeah.
Stop it. First of all.
Stop it. Literally stop it.
Consider the fact that you are asking a person to essentially explain to you why they exist, why they should continue to exist, and why the violence that has been perpetrated against them from all the way back should stop now, or why it actually happened and isn't just something they made up. It's really harmful and it's really exhausting.
Yeah.
So just don't. Google it. Google what you can. Email people who are running events.
Or who are getting paid as educators.
And ask your Indigenous friends how they're doing. Especially right now. Because this is really hard.
I thought you were going to say ask your Indigenous friends questions. And I was like,
no.
Like, I just said
Do not ask them questions. Just ask them how they're doing. The text should read, hi, hope you are okay.
Yeah.
If you need anything, let me know.
Yeah.
Signed, your name, love you. That's it.
Not
no
like
questions.
What is unseated.
Nope. Don't ask it. Nope.
Don't ask me what unseated is.
Google will tell you. Yeah. So don't be doing that.
Yeah.
It's not kind. And it's not helpful. It's literally just you trying to get woke points, and it hurts other people is the problem. It hurts
and
others.
I think it's important to know that, like, I can tell when people are genuinely curious.
Yeah.
And when people just, like, want to have a conversation so they feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of just, like, why are you asking this question?
Really think about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, lots of different organizations you can donate to if you don't want to take up space in community events that, like, maybe aren't for you.
If you're like, I don't think I belong in this space, I would like to leave space for people to do that, then donate money.
Yeah,
that's a great way to participate and not physically be present.
Or like Signal Boost stuff on your social media pages.
Takes 2 seconds.
Yeah, there's like lots of other things you can do than
totally
being a weird white person in spaces where you're not welcome or like not necessarily like needed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, during question periods, don't ask weird questions. Don't say,
that's not
like,
your space.
Yeah, don't be like, why don't I see this on the news? If I hear one more white person saying, why didn't I hear about this on the news? Sorry, guys. Like,
I don't know. Yeah, what?
I get my news from different places. I've been new. Like, I'm just confused where you're getting it from.
You guys obviously don't know how the news cycle works, but anyway.
Yeah. So there's just, like, a lot going on. And sometimes it's sad.
It's really hard. And it's really rough. So just be mindful. Be mindful of how rough it is. And that you want to not be making it more rough than it already is.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's all.
That's all.
That's all we're talking about.
We're going to go do a little break.
Yeah.
Play you a couple of songs.
Some good songs.
We're really excited
about
that.
That I've been jamming
about. And then we'll be back and we'll talk some more.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
first. You should know that I have risen through the fire in colorful buckskin. The object of my desire is the color of my skin. So divided on my kin. Watch me turn the tables till we eating like some kings. In beautiful headdresses, the culture is so impressive. I'm just hoping I absorb it when he passing me the message. Cause baby, it's depressing living in this mess we call a home. We should take it back to chokers resting on the collarbone. Arrowheads ride along, the enemy like styrofoam. Piercing through the strongest armor, death and genocide of foam. And still I stand. A single red man with Jupiter sized heart, forever repping my clan. The eagle's an old man, watching over my plans. Talking real shit, baby, no faking here for the fans. I'm shouting out Bobby Jones, my auntie, my mushroom George. I'm drawing all of my strength for my people here before me, man. Big chief in the building, everybody take your place. Remove your feelings if you wanna ride with me. Nobody go to war right now, no petty ass beef. When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? Blessed is the man with sons who walk beside him. There's not enough leaders out there, we should be riding. They left our people broken, but homie, don't play the possum. Learn to grow yourself a set, cause you can bet there's nothing promised. They saying I'm a problem, they call me public enemy, but they don't understand that. I hold it down for my family and I hate it when they say that. I won't be sh- cause I'm native, cause in my mind we the strongest. We were built up for the ages. Hey, hey, give me back my four, take that, you the want that, where my brains at? Put in my pot with a braid that is sweet grass. Put a prayer up if you ain't gonna ride, get back with your weak ass. No room for the weak or the type of speech that brings us down. Need them soldiers to be strong when the bad man comes to town. Ride out. Big chief in the building, everybody take your place. Remove your feelings if you wanna ride with me. You about to go to war right now, no petty ass beef. When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me? When it all go down, who's gonna ride with me?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
We're back on 1027 CILU.
The radio.
The radio. We out here. That was Land Back by A Tribe Called Red and Warpath by, how do you say it?
Drezus?
Drezus?
I'm not sure.
Drezus.
Has the cutest baby on Instagram.
Love. The best.
Also, Tim from A Tribe Called Red also posts a lot of baby selfies. So
if you're looking for babies.
If you're looking for cute little native babies.
We are also on the hunt.
Yeah. So. Oh my god, speaking of babies, I got really great news. I'm gonna be an auntie.
So exciting.
I know, everybody knows, so now I can say it on the radio, but I'm very excited.
I love it, that's awesome.
Yes. So, we were discussing how life's a bit of a mess right now. And we're really going through it. So, I've been trying to practice a lot of self-care. Because I've been really depressed. I'm gonna be real with you. I've been very depressed.
Valid. Happens.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of like been a common theme from like native people I'm friends with and like people on Twitter and stuff like that.
Right.
It's just like a heavy time to be alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Alicia Elliott tweeted saying that like she can mark the like major depressive episodes in her life by like the political climate at the time. So, like, the trial of Gerald Stanley, stuff like that. So, yeah, self-care is important. And it's kind of different, I think, for, like, Native people. I'm assuming it would be similar for, like, folks of color, like, racialized peoples.
That would make sense.
Because there's, like, different factors, right? It's not just, like, an individualized thing that's making you depressed. It's, like, sort of a larger, like, systemic sort of situation.
Well, I hear about it a lot from like Jewish people who are like the trauma of the Holocaust is still affecting us. Like it's not a thing that happened in the past and that we've moved on from and are completely healed from. So yeah, it many different groups can relate to the struggle.
Yeah. So what have I been doing? First of all, I was going to a lot of community events, like a couple a week, like just doing the most. And I'm taking a break right now. You won't see me at any marches. You won't see me anywhere, basically. taking a break, taking a rest.
I think it's valid to take a break.
Yeah.
It's very tiring to do these kind of things, and you need to take care of yourself so that you can then be present later on.
Yeah.
As opposed to you burning yourself out and then you're not helpful to either yourself or your community.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note that, like, everyone goes through stuff differently.
Yeah.
So if you don't see your friends out at different events, then maybe just check in.
Yep.
But, like, without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm not going in anything. I'm staying home.
Yeah.
And also, like I said, the DMs a bit too much. so I'm not answering DMs either. Won't be doing that. I've been listening to music. Specifically Buffy St. Marie.
We love.
Love that. Tribe Called Red, really bopping.
Really bopping, really banging. Mm-hmm.
Go off, boys.
I really like the new song.
Go off.
I'm into it.
And then Drazus.
I think that's it.
Maybe I can't do it.
Excuse me.
Too white. also reading poetry to Neale Campbell.
Powerful.
So good. And, like, it's pretty uplifting. Like, some of the poems are kind of, like, they're not depressing. So that's good.
Yeah, it's really, like, educating yourself is one thing. But, like, being selective with the things you put into your body, into your mind. Consider your state mentally. Yeah. And then only include things in your life that are going to make it better or more informed. And probably both of those things. Like, just because it's going to inform you doesn't mean it's going to make you feel good or make you do good things or help you. It might actually hurt you. So
especially when there's a lot of things that you can't control right now.
Yes.
It's good to sort of, like, curate what you're...
Curate your life. Yeah. Curate your social media. Curate it all.
Yeah. Definitely. Also, Gwen Benaway. I got a book at the airport on the way home.
Love that.
I think it's called Holy Wild.
Okay.
It's a book of poetry. It's, like, really cool. I'm enjoying it. Kind of depressing, so I'm kind of, like, picking and choosing. It's, like, heavy stuff. Fair. So, but it's just, like, it's really good.
Good.
Billy Belcourt, also a great poet.
Very good.
Photography. Love photography.
Who knew?
Yeah, I know. That. Yeah. So I've really been enjoying the book Blanket Toss Under a Midnight Sun. The Red Chair series is always good. Sweet Moon Photography.
Red Chair series is great.
So Sweet Moon Photography is also to Neale Campbell. Multifaceted gal.
Just
love
doing
that.
It all.
Yeah. Also has really funny Instagram stories.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely give that a follow.
Did you see the one with all her polls recently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Or Project 562. Which is by Matika Wilbur, and she just had the sweetest little baby. So if you want some more baby pics,
that's the place. That's the place.
Oh my gosh, the baby is so cute. They just introduced her on social media, and she's so sweet. Visual art, there is Quill Peters, which is at Raunchy Quay, which is, like, I'm just a big stan.
We love
Sean Hedekin, Christy Belcourt.
Love
Christy Belcourt. Fellow Métis gal. Monique Aura, Chief Ladybird.
Love the tweets as well.
Right, so good.
The tweets and the Instagram are both good. You should follow both.
Isaac Murdoch. Isaac Murdoch, Christy Belcourt, and one other person have a collective. I think it's the Onaman Collective.
Okay.
And so 100% of the proceeds go to, like, language revitalization and, like, land-based camps and stuff like that.
Love.
So they also make good gifts. So if you want to be a white ally in a
Here's
tangible way.
There you go.
You can carry a bag.
We're giving you those informations.
Right. Kent Monkman has some really, like, cool art pieces. You really like that one at the AGO?
Yeah. Oh,
were
yeah.
We at the AGO?
We were at the AGO.
Okay, yeah.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the AGO, actually.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Oh, it's free for Native people.
And if you're under 20, if you're 25 and under, so, like, not the year you turn 25, the next year, it's free and you get an annual pass for the whole year that you're 25.
Yeah.
So if you're Indigenous or under 25, free. Yeah. So go.
Honestly, like, I'm going to start looking at more free stuff because I feel like they're just not telling me about this.
Yeah.
Stuff.
No, they're trying to keep it hidden for sure. But
I think maybe parks do the same thing. I think you can get in free entry for parks.
I think you're right.
Yeah. they're like, we have a bad history. You guys want to just come in and just like not be angry?
You guys just want to, you can come in.
Carl Beam, I really like Carl Beam's art. I think I first saw it at the AGO.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever seen it before, but it's like really interesting. Mm-hmm. And it's like sort of kind of what I want to do with like my art. So
yeah,
like
it reminded kind of, me of the collage you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Magisi. That huge piece that I took a picture of. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Super cool. Also cool on Instagram. What else can I do? Going outside. Going outside is great.
Especially we love now that the sun's starting to come out more and you can like be a little bit warm. You're not gonna like absolutely die if you go outside.
Yeah, going outside is good.
Do it.
Hang out with dogs or babies. Been talking a lot about babies.
But like they've done nothing wrong. They don't discriminate.
Yeah.
They don't have opinions on anything.
They're little baby cheeks. They're warm. Oh, the cheeks.
I love it. The smell.
Oh, I can't.
So good.
Don't feel like you have to answer any questions or DMs if you don't have the energy.
If you don't have the energy, you can just not.
Yeah. I literally have just been opening DMs and leaving them, which is unlike me, but I can't take it anymore. If you send me 6 DMs in a row, I'm not answering any of them. I'm just done.
This is not my job. I have five jobs.
I've had enough. Yeah.
I have 5 jobs and this isn't one of
them. I'm actually overemployed. I actually don't need another. Thanks a lot. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, though.
Yeah. Yep. I think... If you are native and you have friends who are non-native, I think you should feel comfortable saying, like, I don't want to answer this question, or like, please pull your own weight.
Yeah, that's a healthy relationship, I think, is one where you can set boundaries and it doesn't like destroy a friendship or something. Yeah. Like, and you should be able to.
And if you can't, I feel like it's not really your friend and like, just let it go.
Yeah, they're using you and that's not cool. No, absolutely. I agree.
So let them go or they can be good allies. Give them opportunity.
Yup.
Also seek support. Like I said, it's kind of like difficult to find. I feel like it's difficult to find supports or like counseling for somebody that understands like the specific sort of experience of being native.
Yes.
So seek supports that are helpful to you. Mm-hmm. So like the Aboriginal Cultural Support Center here on campus. Mm-hmm. Love it. It's great. Have a great time there. They usually have a lot of food there.
Which
lots
is
of events.
A very healing energy to have food made by someone.
Yeah, and there's elders in residence that you can talk to, hang out with, get information or advice. They also have sweats on campus. There's other organizations like Beendigan, ONWA, Youth Inclusion. Yeah, there's just like lots of other different supports that you can access to help yourself.
Do it.
So yeah,
you can only benefit.
Yeah, I feel like if you feel like you're struggling, nothing to be ashamed of.
Nope.
Try and find what works for you. Bought a lot of beaded earrings this past week. So yeah, that works for me. So
and
whatever.
You're spending power is then going to someone directly instead of to a corporation. So there you go. That's
so
support.
Everyone's winning. Okay,
we're all winning.
Got some cute new cherries.
They're so cute.
Thank you, Mariah.
I'm so excited to see those. They're gonna be amazing.
Yeah. Another thing that happened while we were gone. Meg received her first sugar daddy message.
I did. I've never received one before.
That's special.
I think it is. It's very special. I think it's because I don't post a lot of pictures of myself.
Mm.
So all of a sudden there are 2 pictures of myself on my Instagram. People are like,
Wait a minute. Wait just a
minute. That's the same person in both pictures. That might be a human.
It might be a gal even. Is that a gal?
Unclear. We'll find out later. But yeah. And I was like, this is interesting. Because I know people like, this happens to them a lot. And they're like, yes, the spam. But I was like, some people do have sugar daddies. Right, that is a thing that happens. So like,
what if this one's a real one? Have we got a live one?
How do you tell? Why is this the new troll message that goes out? Because I feel like for a long time it was like, I think people called them like Russian bots. I don't know if they were actually Russian, but people just like to use those words together.
Right.
But it was essentially like a very beautiful woman saying like, click the link. Some of them were like, click the link to help me fix my video game. Like, you can test my video game. Some of them were like, you can see
they knew
porn.
Their audience, Meg.
They did. Some of them were like, you can see more pictures of me more naked if you click on the link. It was just like all kinds of stuff like that. And I was like, obviously this is fake. But then I'm like, these sugar daddy messages are pretty well like curated. Like, that could be real. Except for like... the amount of inserted links, because I feel like men of that age are not inserting links.
I don't know
that
about
might
links.
Just be my prejudice, but that's kind of
are
how
you
I
ageist?
Felt. maybe a little bit against against men anyway, but that's just my own personal thing. But I really liked this list you found.
Mm-hmm.
It's from sugardating101.com.
Okay.
5 red flags of a sugar daddy scammer.
Yes.
Love that. I love, love a simple, it. Small list. Because yes. Sometimes they're so long, you're like, I can't. It's a scam. I'm good. Thank yeah. you. No more information needed. But I feel like this is concise, mm-hmm. helpful. Good. The first one. It sounds too good to be true. This Fair. Seems to go without saying.
But it doesn't.
But it doesn't. Because we all just want that shmoney.
Yeah.
We're all just out here hustling. We mm-hmm. want a break.
I'm sick of paying my bills. Valid. I said it first for 100 years and I'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. So if it sounds too good, if it's too generous, if it's like some kind of... I read something else that said the next one is if they ask you to open a Chase Liquid card or like some yeah. strange credit situation,
mm-hmm.
do not. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not... Mm-mm. I know that like PayPal won't let you do certain transactions and it's hard to get around with various different pay methods, but like don't do that because there's a whole way that they can deposit, quote unquote, yeah. a bunch of money in the account and then remove it because it never went in and then suddenly you're on the hook for it because it's right. your card. So just don't. Don't ever give out any of your information and don't ever open a new account and like give anyone access yeah. to it. Don't do
also,
that.
Also, people will try to launder money through you doing this as yes. well. So even if the money is literally in there, you don't know where that money came from.
You don't know.
So
whose it could money be like
proceeds
is.
Of crime. So
be careful. Out
listen,
there.
You got to at least know what you're getting yourself into. Like it's I'm not true. Telling you what to do, but
be aware. Be safe. Yeah. Just be safe out there. Something I've heard from a lot of people who like use a lot of dating apps or a mm-hmm. lot of hookup apps is reverse image search the pictures.
Right.
Because
right.
then you can see where they come from. If it's yes. from someone of the same name's Facebook, fine. That's probably a real person.
Yeah.
But if it goes back to some kind of website or some kind of deep
stock
dark
photo.
Yeah. If it's a stock photo, you're yeah. something.
Wait just a minute here.
Something is wrong here. So just be careful. Be Nancy Drew learn how to yeah. learn how to reverse image search. It doesn't take that long once you know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a helpful tool. Yeah. I think. He asks you for nude pictures before meeting.
Honestly, every man forever, but
yeah,
sure.
that's not. I don't know that that's a red flag.
But maybe if it's like a business situation,
if you're doing yeah. like a sugar daddy relationship in which sex isn't involved and it's meant to be like a dating relationship kind mm-hmm. of thing, I could see where that would be like. But if you just want to date and then give me money, why do you need to see my naked body? Why is
also,
that?
Also, if you're like, if he's paying for your company or like access to you in specific ways, mm-hmm. then you shouldn't be. Giving nudes before meeting or getting any cash anyway, right? Like that's
yeah,
good business.
Yeah, that's for free.
Yeah.
You don't give samples.
We don't give samples in this house. Thank you.
No, we're not working for free. No more. No more. Again, he asked for bank information.
Mama, no.
Don't ever give out your bank information. Someone asks you to send a picture of a credit card.
That's
run.
So silly.
That's no.
That's silly billies.
If they send you a link or something, don't click it.
Yeah.
Almost never is that a good idea. I've never seen someone send a link and it was not nefarious.
It was like
don't click
billion
the link.
Dollars.
Do yeah. not click the link. He asks you to buy something.
Yeah.
You know how the scammers were claiming to be the CIA calling yeah. older people, getting them to buy iTunes
that
cards.
Work. No.
I know. So it happened at my work too when
That's
I worked
so
at Metro.
Sad.
It was so sad. But like they think that they can only get old people with that. So then these scammers are going at it with a like, well, I'm going to buy you all of these things. So
right.
the least you could do is buy me an iTunes gift card.
Yeah.
I think I sometimes they might be saying it's like proving that you're real.
Okay.
Like if they can deposit, if you send them the picture of the numbers on the back and they can actually deposit it, it proves that your pictures are real. Maybe.
Okay.
Because I know a lot of them are very into like,
are you
scamming
real?
Me with yeah. pictures? Are you even real? Do you even look like that?
Meanwhile,
what if you take off your makeup?
You
don't look like that. You're trying to steal my money, sir. Don't be doing that.
Yeah, we're not here
so yeah
for it.
If they ask you to buy something, that's not
the one.
If they ask you to like hold up a spoon or some kind of strange
yeah,
that's fine. That
that's
makes
normal.
sense. That's trying to figure
yeah.
it out. If they ask you to buy something, that's not the one.
That's no, we don't spend money to make money. Not in this situation.
Not in this situation. You spent your money on living this
yeah.
long. That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
it's an investment.
I actually don't really receive sugar daddy DMs, which is kind of odd because I do receive sugar daddy offers. They're just not really DMs.
Fair. Interesting. I don't know how that, like, what the science is.
Yeah.
I would like to
I'm
know.
I'm kind of offended. Does nobody want to scam me?
Maybe they think you're too smart. They're like, this girl, we cannot get her.
Big brain energy.
They're
I'm
like, the
radiating.
Big brain really can't. We
that
can't do
that picture of her in a lingerie bodysuit and a leather skirt.
They
it's
see
just
the earrings.
Screaming.
They're like, those earrings are big. She's in charge, mama. We cannot.
She knows.
She has the money. She has the funds. She doesn't need us. That's what it is. They think you're rolling in it.
Oh my gosh.
They're
that's
like,
funny.
She looks expensive. That's probably, that's a no-go.
Yeah, that's actually funny because I was wearing my watch out.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, honestly, I should take this off. I'm like, I don't need people thinking I have money.
True. And they were also like on Sunday night, you were wearing that, what was it, our Dean dress?
Yes.
And everyone was like, you look so expensive. Like, you look so, and you were like, it's $12.
I was like, this is a $12 dress.
Listen, if there's anything that you should know about women is that we love a deal and we want to tell you about it and we want you to go get it. People ask me about my glasses at work all the time. They ask me about my sweaters. I'm always like, this is the website. Do you want me to help you? Bring it up on your phone. I'll find them for you.
Yes.
Like, we want each other to succeed.
Yeah.
But it's funny when it's men who are trying to do you like some kind of compliment in a backhanded way. But then you're like, it's $12. And they're like, they're like, I don't,
you not tell me
really
that
care or... also. Like, I don't care how much it costs. It's like, cool, well,
it was
I do.
So funny. On Friday, I was wearing like a very cheap dress as well. But like, it did look expensive. Like, I feel like, I don't think you. Friday? It was like, it's a new dress. It was from Urban Planet.
Everyone. Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was like very slinky. It like honestly looked like a dress that I would have paid a lot of money for.
Yeah, and like the thing is, to like Urban Planet might be like fast fashion, but if you buy something that's like small and slinky, it doesn't matter. You buy something with a lot of fabric, you can tell it's not good quality.
Oh, for sure.
But if there's barely any fabric, you can barely tell. This is the hack.
You're
people.
Busy looking These at all the flesh hacks. That's exposed.
And your flesh is expensive, mama. That's expensive stuff. That's tea.
That's tea. That's tea, sis.
Yeah. So the less fabric you have on, the less expensive they have to be, because no one's paying attention to the clothes.
Yeah, just scraps of fabric.
Exactly. And if you're dancing.
If you keep
that
moving.
Really, if you keep moving, they can't see. They can't see the tag.
Yeah,
you're
love that. Oh, I'm sad my birthday's over.
It's still Pisces season.
That's true.
How long is it Pisces season?
Can't be much longer.
No, it's got to end soon. I don't know when.
Everyone else is like, thank gosh. I'm like, no. I'm Wylan.
This is my time. True. I love that the sun started coming out more throughout Pisces season.
Yes.
I was like, this is the one for me. Pisces season is the one for me.
Regeneration.
We love it. Oh, okay. So before we leave, I want to give you your birthday gift.
Which I already got a birthday
gift. Okay, yes. But the problem was that I ordered this thing in like early in January and it didn't come. And I was like, I have to have something. I can't just not give her a gift. So I bought you.
You could have just not given me a gift.
No, not an option. Not in the plan. Not in the cards for you. So I bought you those earrings, which I really like. And I might go back and get myself a pair in a different color. Because they're gorgeous. They're from Sister Bear Designs.
Yeah, they're really
stunning.
Fun.
They're also amazing there. They'll tell you their whole family history and you hang out in their booth. It's a very comforting environment.
Yeah.
Love it. Anyway.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
Jesus Christ.
Meg, stop right now.
I will not.
Is this part of it?
You can have it if you want. I have a lot of tote bags. It's a Gold Sparrow Designs bag. We love her as well. She makes amazing earrings and tote bags.
Oh, I have to give you those clips that you can't see in my hair.
Oh, yeah.
I bought black
hair. I can give you mine. They're pink and green, so they'll show up in your hair.
Stop right now.
I would like you to know that it's a Baby Yoda plushie. And it took forever to get here, but I was like, she has to have it.
Baby coat.
It has little hearts in its eyes because it loves you.
It's so cute.
Stop. I was like, I have to. It's the only option.
I love it so much.
Good.
Peanut's going to try and steal it.
Not allowed.
Oh my God, do I love it more than Peanut? No.
No.
That could be true, but we're getting close. Oh my God, thank you, Meg.
Absolutely.
I'm so happy.
I'm glad.
It's a little baby.
It's a Baby Yoda.
His little arms are straight out.
He's ready for a hug.
Stop.
It's true.
I'm getting emotional.
That was the facts. We'll post a picture of it on the Instagram, actually. Yeah. That's a really good idea.
It's actually so cute. I can't even take it.
Perfection.
The hearts and the eyes really get. I'm, like, literally going to cry right now.
We've been talking about babies, trauma. Now there's a Baby Yoda in the booth. It's all happening.
Yeah, I feel like this is part of self-care.
I agree. I think buying yourself stuffed animals and, like, having something
it's
to hug
so
is
cute.
Huge self-care. I agree.
Look at his little hands. Stop. I think one ear is bigger than the other. Oh, my gosh.
Can't take it. Can't take it.
I can't take it. I'm, like, sweating. Help.
I love it.
I love it. Thank
All right,
you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's been your birthday for weeks, and I'm not going to let it stop. It's never going to stop. It's just your birthday
I feel
forever.
Like everyone
now.
Wins when it's my birthday.
I haven't lost yet, so let's just keep it going.
Oh my gosh.
So that's our show.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed.
Yeah.
A little heavy this week, but like, that's life.
But like, not even.
No, like, we're trying to help you.
Yeah.
We're bringing you the facts and we're bringing you the helpful tips.
If you think we're being heavy, then you obviously haven't been listening very long.
Yeah, you obviously are not in tune to what's going on.
Yeah, so.
But yeah.
Get with it.
We have your information and that's all we have for you. Send us an email at havingsexshow@gmail.com. Sorry, havingsexwith@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
The Twitter is havingsexshow. Mm-hmm. The Instagram is havingsaxshow. I'm going to change that this week because having them different is very frustrating.
Yeah, it is.
But send us a DM. Send us a song suggestion.
Yeah, do that.
If you hear of a new Canadian artist, we love Canadian music here at CIOU.
And we also need to have it.
So and we have to have it to have the show. So if you could help us have the show, that would be great.
That would be amazing. Because
I know you're listening. And you should contribute too, because I'm doing a lot of the work.
You should pull your weight. Thank you.
Pull your weight, listeners. That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna need you too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So
it's been fun.
It's been fun. It's been good times.
It's been real.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, maybe.
We're gonna see.
Gonna keep you guessing.
Gonna keep you guessing. Keep zagging on him. All right. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Fun Drive, going from Friday, March 6th to Saturday, March 14th, is a magical time, full of great programming from your favorite programmers and prizes, lots of prizes. Who doesn't like prizes? If you don't like prizes, you're probably so much more highly evolved than the rest of us that you don't even listen to radio either. You probably just listen to whale sounds all day, and even then, only live, straight from the whale, bro. But for the rest of us, there's Fun Drive. Prizes, programming, pledge lines, call in, talk to a real live human being, or donate at luradio.ca as well. That's Fun Drive 2020, going from Friday, March 6th until Saturday, March 14th, CILU 102.7 FM Fun Drive 2020. Get your head out of the aquarium.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk in Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.